Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
What else makes me happy is the fact that Christmas is appearing in Melbourne, right?
So everywhere.
Everywhere. You've got things floating around on the posts, and the big Christmas tree is being created in the city square. And the different shops have got all their things happening. You know, it's granted, look, I'm a sort of person who doesn't like doing Christmas stuff like before December, right? I'm not that sort of person, you know. I'm sort of a December type Christmas person. I'm all very grinchy.
You're not like my aunt who, when it comes to Boxing Day, she buys Christmas presents for the following year.
No,
because it's on sale.
No, I just buy them for myself. own ones. But I feel that, look, other countries overseas have really put on some interesting decorations of late, whether it's for Christmas or for other things. And I feel Melbourne is really missing out.
Give me an example. What do you mean other cities are putting on things for Christmas?
You know, there's green inflatable Christmas trees in Europe that represent, I don't know, something you might use late on a Saturday night.
Oh, hello.
Or you know, places in Sydney that decide to cover their Hyde Park monuments in pink things. Yeah, I
actually think that's for World AIDS Day.
I don't
think it's for Christmas.
I'm thinking
well,
about
that's a very happy Christmas.
Always play safe at Christmas. I feel that we're missing something. I feel that we might need to talk about that and what Melbourne can do after we hear from Marlisa.
You were saying before that Melbourne is lacking, I don't know, are you thinking of like a giant Christmas box or a tree? We've got trees. What are you trying to get at? We're missing something, you said.
Over the last, month or so, we've heard about things popping up literally in cities around the world. You know, in Paris, there was that lovely, great, big, green Christmas tree, which looked vaguely like a butt plug and was described as such on Joy News. So therefore, it must be okay to describe it as a butt plug. And we've just had in Sydney the pink condom over the monument in Hyde Park.
Right.
I feel that Melbourne's missing out.
Well, what are you thinking like we need a giant something over something here in Melbourne to rival Sydney's?
Well, we've had a big butt plug and a big condom. I feel that we need to put something else in Melbourne. I need something else on the same theme. Same theme, but our own, that we can call our own, that we can be proud of here
in
Melbourne.
Like a jockstrap.
A huge jockstrap. Yes. That'd be fantastic. Or what else would there be? I don't know. We'd need something really to give it a pizzazz to Melbourne. A bit of pizzazz.
We could strap something on the Rialto Tower.
I think that maybe an extra, some sort of
a nipple.
Oh, yes, a nipple, yes, yes. something else you could strap onto it, which
would
give a bit of extra...
a bit of height.
Yeah, a platform, an extra platform to view the city from, you know, if you were to attach it. I don't know. Look, what do you think that Melbourne should get to just give us a bit of extra attention around the world Christmas?
Are you being discriminative and trying to sex up our city?
Yes.
You're telling our city that it needs to dress sexier this holiday season.
Yes, it does. I need sexy and I need it now. I also need Nick Jonas, who's pretty sexy. And a big inflatable one of him would be nice, actually. No, a big... This is Giles in the backseat. I'm Joy. And we'll be talking about how we can sex Melbourne up for Christmas.
Yes, we're pimping out our city. Sydney has a giant condom in Hyde Park.
Yes.
The butt plug is sailing over Paris.
Yes,
Nicolas Sarkozy came out today and he said that if he's re-elected,
yes,
he's going to repeal same-sex marriage.
Correct, yes.
Which is really stupid because his third wife, Carla Bruni, the pop star,
yes.
Is a big advocate for same-sex marriage.
Backtrack, his third wife.
Just
on that. His third wife, a pop star.
Yes.
That's all. That's all I have to say about
Continue making marriage, the institution of marriage, a farce, heterosexuals. And
yeah. Go team.
Go team.
Go team breeders. Now, look, we've been asking about how we can, you know, sex Melbourne up for Christmas. And we've had some interesting responses come through on the SMS 0427JOY949. Daryl said, what about a giant balloon shaped like a pair of chaps? I feel that would go down a treat, actually, personally.
Inflatable chaps. Couldn't think of anything sexier.
No, well, it depends on who they're on.
True.
Michael, Adam.
You texted this,
didn't
you?
No, it's not me, Michael. It's different Michael. What did Michael say?
He said, how about a big cock ring at the base of the Art Centre spire? You guys are filthy. I don't know what he's talking about. We've been very civil.
This is our normal conversation. Or maybe nipples on top of all the curvy bits on the Southern Cross Station roof. That's also an option because they are pretty boob-like, those curves on the roof.
I've often said that. I've often looked at the roof of Southern Cross and gone, breasts.
All the time. Michael ended up with S&M sexing up the city.
Dun, 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 dun.
I'll be the one that doesn't get any action. Sam.
Yes.
You're still here.
I am still here listening to you guys.
He's blushing. He's 18 going on 15 and we're talking about butt plugs and things like that and he's going all red.
Look, there's been a butt plug in France, a pink condom in Sydney. We want to sex up Melbourne. Mm-hmm. Have you got any ideas what we could do here in Melbourne?
Look, I'm looking out the window and I see the dome on the Melbourne Central train station, so I don't know what that could, I don't know.
It looks like a giant Anna Nicole Smith breast.
It does. Although the cone at Melbourne Central, that could be zhuzhed up a little bit. A couple, you know, that could be interesting. I'm not sure how we could use that, but it's possible in the big glass cone.
Well, you've got a big, huge tower rocketing up. Oh, never mind.
Hello. Exactly right. Look, if you have an idea of what we could do to sex up Melbourne for Christmas, 0427JOY949. Another idea was having a giant pair of furry balloons at the base of the Arts Centre Tower. That's always pretty.
We may need to give out Daryl's phone number. I think he's a bit too hot. I think he needs something.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.